This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. It is just 12:04 on this 3rd of July, 2019. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm in the studio with...
Frida Liu.
Arvini Baraj.
Our topics of discussion today. Kim... Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may have heard a bit of a discussion on The Bigger Picture the other day, and I suspect that it's been elsewhere, and it is flooding the internet and has flooded the internet. If you don't know the backstory about this, very simply, she calls that Kim Kardashian West, not something I normally open talks at with, caused a little bit of controversy online.
Controversy with a K.
With a K, of course. Mm. Kim Kardashian kimono catastrophe has finally concluded, all with Ks. So after a flood of backlash online, and even a letter from the mayor of Kyoto, she has finally agreed to change the name of her controversial shapewear and intimates line from kimono to something else. Mm-hmm. Something we don't know what she's going to change it to, but it might be kimchi. Then the people of Korea might start complaining.
Get offended, yeah.
But she's basically backed down from that decision. And the question we're asking today, then, is, it's a very simple question. Was it a marketing misstep or was it a marketing masterpiece? You know, they say that there's no such thing as bad publicity. We've actually got a couple of experts to give us their opinion on that a little bit later on. We have Jamie Wang, who's the Carex branding manager. Of course, themselves no stranger to controversy with some of the products they've launched.
Controversy
here.
With a C.
With a C. With some of the things that... Will you two stop it? I'm trying to keep a straight face here.
It writes itself.
While I'm talking about Kim Kardashian, mm-hmm. It is more than difficult enough. Behave
if
yourselves.
If you do the BM version.
Go on.
Controversy, condom.
With a K.
Go on.
See, the material just
falls
into place.
Itself, right? Yeah. Mm. Did I tell you the name of the Carex branding manager? Jamie Wang? No? Do you want to go further with this? Anyway, that is lead story number one, of course. We will be talking about the Kim Ono story and whether or not it's genius or not. Mm-hmm. Story number two is I'm not your girl boss.
Right.
I'm your boss. Mm-hmm. Why do we keep need to referring to people as lady boss and that kind of stuff?
Yep.
Frida has
yep.
that story. Wrapping up with story number three. For Gen Zers or Zenners or whatever it is, Zedders, creating a brand is part of growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are. If you'd like to give us some feedback, 018-789-8899 is the number via WhatsApp. Twitter or Instagram is at BFM Radio. This is going to be a very difficult talk set. I can already feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you've just heard the setup.
Okay.
No such thing as bad publicity. Now, she did actually release a tweet that says, "My brands and products are built with inclusivity and diversity at their core. And after careful thought and consideration, I'll be launching my solution wear brand under a new name." She said in one of her tweets, "I will be in touch soon. Thank you for your understanding and support. Always." Now, she caught immediate heat last week when she announced that the upcoming line of shapewear and intimates would be called kimono. Yeah. Not only that, she filed a trademark on the word kimono, drawing ire from Japanese people who felt like Kim Kardashian West was commercializing and disrespecting their culture.
Hmm.
Now that she's agreed to change the name of the brand, she might want to check on some of the suggestions. We'll forgive her. Anyway.
Okay. To me, you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity. I disagree. You know what I mean? But that's who she is. She's known for, you know, coming up with little things that
controversy
sort of,
with a K.
Controversy with a K, right? And to me, she was just crowdsourcing. I thought it was brilliant. I think it was clever on her part. Obviously, people didn't like it. Obviously, you know, for all you know, someone will say yay. For all you know, of course, now we can say it's in hindsight or whatever. I would have said no, but then who knows? And it could have gone the other way completely. And imagine she got a trademark on that. You know,
right,
the whole
right.
of Japan would be like obviously a bit
miffed.
But to me, I think this was great. Now I was talking about it. The thing is, he hasn't been launched yet, so I don't know whether how that will translate into sales. But everybody knows she's come up with this innerwear.
Really, I don't think it matters what she calls it from now on.
I was
on.
Just
right?
going to say, yeah,
right?
yeah. She could pick like anything. It doesn't matter because it's going to be known as kimono or the brand that was previously known as kimono.
Yes,
so it's done. Like the marketing's done, the publicity is done. She has all the attention that she was looking for, and whatever she comes out with next is going to sell. It like people are going to pick up any product that she names previously known as Kimono.
I mean, and it's not like any of them, you know, her and her husband are strangers to controversy as well. You know, he's come out and he was wearing Making America Great Again hats and all this kind of stuff. And he's sitting on one side of the fence when people wanted him to be sat on the other side of the fence. And
I mean, honestly, don't you think he knows what he's doing?
Of course he knows.
And you also think with Taylor Swift years ago, right?
That
coming up.
I'm going to let you finish, but...
Yeah, that one.
I mean, if you've seen that, an interview with him very recently, he was on David Letterman. My next guest needs no introduction, that whole thing. If you've seen that, there are moments when you have this insight into what a genius... I don't want to use the word genius. Very smart marketing man.
Yes.
Kanye West is, you know. And he really does play into people's insecurities, but he also plays into social media very well. He adopts ideas of very high art into some of the stuff he does. People are suggesting that he's playing this super long game with art, and that at some point he's just going to come out and say, look, you all fell for this. You thought I was one thing. I was actually something else. You know, and I think whether or not he's playing that game or not, Kim Kardashian West is part of that whole thing.
Okay,
but they are very, very savvy business people.
They are.
They are very savvy business people.
Either that or they have a bunch of very savvy people being
business. I think it's them. Yeah. It's them. I think if you look at Kim Kardashian, she is so good at playing dumb.
Yeah.
And she knows that she's playing dumb. I mean, you can't go this far by being an actual dumb person or being a person who doesn't understand how business works. So I think, I honestly believe that Kim and Kanye got together because of all the controversy they create. And I think...
That's a lot of K's.
Yeah. And I think it's like their dinner conversations must be like, how can we play these people like a fiddle next? Like, what do you want to tweet about? And then they take bets on, like, I'm going to say this and let's just see how people get riled up, and then we're just gonna increase our like market value or brand value or whatever.
The very fact that I'm sat in this studio today talking about it riles me, you know. But because
on
of
a show
how,
called BizBytes,
on a show called BizBytes, but because of how she, I have to say, hats off to this woman. She's done very well to get herself into this.
His music career. When was the last time he came up with anything? I'm not his.
Very recently.
Very recently. I'm just wondering how well that's doing and exactly.
It will sell out immediately. You know, he's doing stuff right now. He's doing this project where he does it all in a red lit room because he feels that, you know, red light is a connection to the universe and it can help you like de-stress. And he's teamed up with an artist, and he does this kind of thing where he does gospel music. That's live with an audio with a bunch of
choir singers.
It's very, very, very interesting stuff. You know? So he's going to do very well.
You remember Andy Kaufman?
Yeah,
yeah. So he used to do the same thing, but
exactly.
He is the Kim and Kanye are the new Andy Kaufmans.
Yes,
they play the long game, so they have like they sort of stretch controversy out for years and years and years, and they see how far their brand value can go. And then once it starts to slowly fade, once it becomes normalized, then they do something else. They up their thing. Andy Kaufman never broke. He would do things like. I think he set up a tent in a park in New York. Crawled into it and just slept.
Yeah.
You know, he waited for people to take his pictures and then he just slept in the tent for like 8 hours.
You know, her planning to file a trademark for Kimono, if that went through, my goodness. I'm just wondering, can this sort of thing come through?
Well, right. Anyway, we've had a chat about that. That's our opinion of it. We'd like to get your opinion of this whole debacle, this controversy or whatever you want to call it, Kim Ono. Let us know via WhatsApp 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. She has stepped back. She's decided that they won't be calling it the Kimono. They'll be calling it something else, as of yet untitled. After the break, we'll be speaking to our experts, of course, from Carex. They'll be telling us some of their opinions as to some of the stuff that they've done on themselves. Of course, no strangers to controversy, launching products here in Malaysia, the teh tarik flavored condom, the durian flavored condom. All chatting about that later on. And of course, we have our other story coming up a little bit later on. I'm not your girl boss, I'm your boss. I'm from Gen Z, as creating a brand is part of growing up, apparently. You're listening to BizBytes. With some music next up from Split Ends, My Mistake, BFM 89.9.
Be free-minded. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu.
Arvind Viraj.
Today we are speaking about how Kim Kardashian agrees to change the name of her kimono brand after a flood of backlash and even a letter from the mayor of Kyoto. As this website so succinctly put it, the Kim Kardashian West kimono catastrophe has finally concluded. All in case.
Wow.
Of course. We asked for some feedback. 0187-898-899 on WhatsApp, Twitter, or Instagram is at BFM Radio. Arv, do you have anything over on Twitter?
Yeah, so this comes from S or Shub00, a dude Yumi, who says, works wonders for several of Malaysia's own cosmetic entrepreneurs. Cringe tactics sells over here, apparently. Yeah.
I could actually speak to that.
Yeah.
I watched a video the other day of a very well-known Malay influencer on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I believe she has her own cosmetic line.
Right. Yeah.
And she was driving in her car, I assume, and somebody else was filming her. And she had her lap was filled with all of these different products. Mm-hmm. And as she was driving, she took her hands off the wheel, put some of the product in her hand, tapped it all over her face and rubbed it in, spoke to the camera and we said, oh, this stuff is really good. And then put her hands back on the wheel and then put on a different thing on her face. And I'm thinking to myself, right, first and foremost, you know, there's this don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's very, very dangerous. And of course, part of me is thinking, does she know that she is being incredibly silly and dangerous by doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Or, as in Kim Kardashian's
case,
is she doing it on purpose, knowing that she's going to create controversy by doing so? Underneath this video, there was a ton of messages saying, you know, you shouldn't be doing this, you shouldn't be doing that. Lots of concerned citizens. But then the video got deleted shortly afterwards. But that, in my mind, I'm like, but she's already created the awareness of her brand.
And you're talking about her here, like today.
And we're talking about it.
But then I will associate it with the brand, right? Will I buy it? Right. That's the thing. Will I buy it? Will I buy it from a responsible person? Because that's irresponsibility.
Correct.
That's dangerous. Yep. Kids look up to you. I don't know who this person is. Kids look up to you and say, wow, that's how she does it.
Maybe. Right, right.
You know what I mean? So
maybe I'll be able to get away with it if she can do it.
Like, I don't know. I know cultural misappropriation on Kim Kardashian's part. Dangerous? I don't know.
Right.
Right.
We also have a poll running, of course, both on Twitter and on Insta Story. The Insta Story poll right now, whether or not it's a misstep or whether or not it's a masterpiece, is firmly at 50-50. How are we over on Twitter?
Twitter, it's 41% masterpiece and 59% misstep.
I do have a couple of messages here, though, over on Insta Story. Ahmad Jimbo says, good or bad publicity, it's still publicity, as we've just said. Two for you, it just shows how far she's willing to go for public attention. Aaron says, whatever Kim Kardashian does, it's an impending disaster. But, you know, I disagree with that. You know, we might look at it and think it's an impending disaster, but as we said at the beginning of the show, this thing is already going to sell itself.
Yeah.
You know, the sales,
so,
I'm assuming.
Okay, that's what you're looking for. So I'm always the sort of person a bit, you know, your reputation.
Yeah.
Right? Your reputation. And if you know, she's apologized and everything, so that's probably, you know, that's the right thing to have done. But it's when you do these things, it's your reputation for the long term, right? And it's not about sales. It's about your reputation, which you carry with you for the rest of your life. So I'm just playing the moral high ground here.
Okay, without getting into too many details, do you remember what made Kim Kardashian famous?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, but do people talk about that anymore?
Still, I think they still remember
you think?
For that.
Me and you might do because we are from a certain generation.
Wasn't that long ago?
I know that.
Right.
But now the younger generation, who has an attention span arguably of a gnat, some of them, not all of them, of course.
Okay, but
you know, but. And I say that in jest, but some of them do have a much smaller attention span. They won't even know about that. They don't even know that's what made her famous. And if you don't know what I'm talking about and you are from a younger generation, go to Wikipedia. Don't Google it. Just go to Wikipedia and it might be on there. But of course, with that in mind, we should probably go to our experts right now who know an awful lot about this topic. It is Jamie Wang from the Carex Branding Manager. And we asked them, what was the decision and process like in creating a controversial marketing campaign, and was there an expectation and preparation for potential backlash?
In honesty, with the Carex and One brand, we always feel that controversy is good. Honestly, there isn't any bad in controversy. We basically want to break the stigma, you know, and destigmatize everyone, you know, to talk about condoms and safer sex. Really, it's all about that. the controversy actually helped in terms of people started talking more about condoms, talking more about safer sex, despite, you know, having a teh tarik condom or a nasi lemak condom, and people just, you know, first response to go like, but the next thing that we want people to talk about is the whole message about the importance of using condom and the importance of having safer sex and the diseases involved when you don't use it. So there's obviously a balance. We understand Malaysian culture really well, of course, because we're all Malaysians, right? So we do know the controversies involved, but we also do it respectfully. The brand does not offend anyone. We just make sure that our communications, how we approach the matter in the most respectful manner to everyone in Malaysia.
So, feedback.
Yeah. So that's a very interesting thing, because you want to get the message of practicing safe sex across, and that in Malaysia that's a huge
right.
problem.
Yeah.
There's been a problem with, you know, sex education and, you know, just conveying this message. So they used something that is purely and pro Malaysian just to get that message across, which I think was genius. It's like marketing genius.
Smart,
and even if it created controversy, it would have worked in their favor.
Yeah. Mm. Frida?
No. I mean, I think it's brilliant. They've been doing it for a couple of years, and to this point, it's not even controversial. Well, the message gets repeating, but it's like, what flavor will it be this year?
Right.
You know?
So it becomes something funny.
Magazine. Okay, yeah. Anyway.
Magazine. Okay, moving on. We asked another question, you know. And of course, we are talking about the backlash that Kim K received because of the whole kimono thing.
Mm.
So we thought, with that in mind, you know, how do you address a negative response to a campaign like that?
I think we are very sure and very confident with our campaign, and this criticism not only teaches us how to educate people about the message that we want to. So we take all these criticisms actually very positively. So instead of, you know, reacting, we educate them back and say, why do we actually do all this thing? And usually we just tell them, like, honestly, we're not encouraging anyone to use it we're not encouraging people to, like, have sex, actually. What we're trying to do is to encourage people to have safer sex, you know. That's all, because that is the problem. So we try and do our best to educate, but of course, if there's a handful that is not not receptive to it, then there's really nothing much we can do about it.
There we go. So like awareness by education, or education right. by awareness. Mm-hmm. I thought that, like you say, Arv, it's a great idea.
Because it's a very difficult and sensitive topic in Malaysia, right?
Yeah.
At least now you're just talking about it, and that sort of...
And it makes it fun.
Yes.
It's not something that you feel, you know, bad talking about. You know, you go, oh, have you seen they've got a durian-flavoured condom? Who's going to use that? And that becomes a topic, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, of course, we thought, well, what kind of return on investment were you expecting from these kind of campaigns?
For our flavored, limited edition, like Malaysian flavored campaigns, are really about building the brand, and really it's about the message that we want to send. That is the ROI that we're looking at. It's very surprising that people are more open and vocal about talking about condoms. Look, BFM is also calling me to ask about it. So it was never a case earlier. So all these things these are all the ROIs that we look into.
Brilliant. That was Jamie Wang from Carex. She is the branding manager over there. Thank you very much for your time, for letting us ask a whole bunch of uncomfortable questions. Now, we've got some feedback via WhatsApp that I want to quickly address as well. It is from Iz, who says, good morning. It's afternoon, but anyway. The branding was a brilliant marketing gimmick to get attention from everyone around the world. Now, if the name is changed, it's going to be a success anyway.
Yeah. There's a message from Michael Cheng who says that all she needs to do now is relaunch it as Kim Oh Yes, and the circle would be complete.
Boom. There you go. And we have one more from Ro, who's talking about the influencer that I just referred to earlier on, who says, I think it's a little idealist to think people care about things like driving with hands on the wheel and politically correct product naming when it comes to popular product purchasing. Sad but true, though I agree with you, it ought to matter.
I want to ask you guys, like, what's the most controversial thing that you guys remember that it stuck because of the controversy? Because I can think of a bunch of things from the 90s, because that's basically what they did, like shock radio, shock TV, you know.
There was a PlayStation ad where they featured a young girl that they'd used software on to make her look completely inhuman. Her head was super small, her eyes were really, really big. It was incredibly scary.
Like an alien thing.
Yeah, and it didn't even refer to the product.
Okay. I think in more recent times for me, it have been all these commercials about whitening products. I think that really, really annoys me.
Yeah. Right, we have to take a very short break. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number if you'd like to feedback and let us know your thoughts about this. Marketing misstep or marketing masterpiece for Kim Ono, let us know. Music coming up from, of course, Kanye West with Stronger. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with our next story. I'm not your girl boss, I'm your boss. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.